This episode is brought to you by Coca-Cola Zero, official partner of the FIFA World Cup 2026. Coca-Cola has also partnered with Panini to bring fans closer to the tournament. Selected Coca-Cola bottles will feature exclusive Panini FIFA World Cup 2026 stickers under labels. Collect 12 exclusive stickers for the dedicated Coca-Cola double page spread. Pick up a Coca-Cola Zero Sugar and start collecting. Peel, sip, collect.
Here's your morning TNB Tech Minute for Wednesday, June 10th. I'm Danny Lewis for The Wall Street Journal. We exclusively report that federal regulators are proposing an expansive new set of rules on how they will govern prediction markets. According to a copy of the proposal viewed by the journal, the Commodity Futures Trading Commission is seeking the ability to block prediction wagers it finds aren't in the public interest or that seem highly susceptible to manipulation. That likely includes some sports-related trading, like bets on player injuries, and virtually all bets on war, terrorism, or assassinations would be prohibited. People familiar with the matter say the proposal doesn't outright ban trading on specific events contracts, but outlines factors regulators will use to review them. In another WSJ exclusive, a cloud computing startup has closed a new funding round valuing it at $1.55 billion. TensorWave, which exclusively uses hardware and software made by Advanced Micro Devices, raised $350 million in its Series B round, nearly quadrupling its value. The fundraising was led by AMD and hedge fund Magnetar Capital. Unlike most other data center firms, TensorWave's co-founder and CEO says the startup doesn't use any products made by NVIDIA out of concern that the chipmaker controls too much of the AI infrastructure market. NVIDIA didn't respond to a request for comment. Speaking of chips, the AI sell-off is continuing to roil Asian markets. Japanese technology investor and OpenAI backer SoftBank slid more than 8% in Tokyo. South Korean chipmakers Samsung Electronics and SK Hynix also dropped sharply overnight. Samsung shares fell 6%, and SK Hynix lost about 7.5%. And AI server maker Supermicrocomputer tumbled over 12% this morning after disclosing plans late last night to raise $7 billion in a series of equity offerings. That's your TNB Tech Minute. Join us again this afternoon for more.